Been training in Irvine, California with Velocity Sports Performance with a group from Athletes First. About 13 of us training out there. Yeah, this is a big week. I think when you think about it, most of the grade is already in, you know, with game film and all the games you played. But, you know, this is a big part of it where guys want to see you in person, want to see you run, see how fast you are, want to see you throw, see your arm strength. So this is a big part of it. It's just one piece of the puzzle. You don't want to put too much stock in it, but it's definitely very valuable and definitely something that is going to be worth something.
The system you were in, where did it help you? Where did it hurt you?
I think the system I was in is going to help me tremendously. I played in the NFL system under Coach Petrino. It's pretty much the same type of system that the New York Giants run. That's where he got the offense when he was with Tom Coughlin down at the Jacksonville Jaguars. So we ran that system for pretty much 3 years. Switched over to more kind of a one-back spread type attack with zone running my last year. But just being able to adjust to new systems, being in a pro-style system, I think it's going to help me out a lot.
It's also Bill Parcells' tree of the Dolphins you just mentioned. Talk about possibly playing for the Dolphins. Have you talked to them yet?
I've spoken to him briefly. You know, that'd be awesome. Obviously that'd be great to be on the Dolphins and to play for the Dolphins. But I'm here to showcase my skills to all the teams and you know, try to get my draft stock as high as possible.
Is it important to you to be the first quarterback taken?
Yeah, I think it's definitely important as a competitor. You want to be the first position, you know, the first guy from your position taken. Want to be taken as high as possible, and that's just what all competitors want. But at the same time, I can't worry about what other guys are doing. Can't worry about if they're going to be doing anything here, what they're going to do. I just got to go out there and worry about myself and go out there and perform.
Brian, there's always different opinions about the quality of positions each year. Good year for quarterbacks or good year for receivers. You know, you hear mixed views of this group. How do you see your group representing?
I think we have a very deep quarterback class. I think there's a lot of good quarterbacks here. Guys who've had very successful careers in college, guys who will probably translate well into the NFL. So I think there's a good group here, a good competition, and you know, I'm looking forward to the competition.
Did you consider coming out last year?
Yeah, I definitely considered it. There were a lot of factors that played into it, but really I just wanted to come back for my senior year, play for the school that I loved in my hometown, and try to make some great things happen. But obviously our season didn't go as well as expected, but I feel like I learned a lot from that. I think that it was very valuable, and you know, I wouldn't go back and change a thing.
Who's the best quarterback in this class?
That's a tough question. If you're going to ask me, I'm going to say it's me, but you know, there's a lot of opinions out there, and you know, we just got to go out and compete. I can't worry about the other guys. Just got to get my stock as high as I can.
What do you think you learned? You said you learned a lot from playing this past year. What was it that you learned from that?
What I learned the most was dealing with adversity. We went through a lot of struggling times, had to deal with the new coaching change, learned how to operate in a new system and to learn a new system quickly and be pretty successful offensively in that system. And just dealing with those struggles that I hadn't had to deal with before. I've been on successful teams my whole career. Never had to go through a tough season like that. So just going through those struggles is something that at one point in time, whether you like it or not, it's going to happen in the NFL where you're going to have a struggling season. So just being able to deal with that and know how to deal with it the correct way will help me out in the future.
Brian, did Jeff get invited to the combine when he was coming out, and how much have you leaned on him?
Yeah, my brother Jeff was invited to the combine, and you know, he's been great for me. He's you know, he's a guy that, you know, played in the NFL for 7 years, was teaching me NFL things since I was 8, 9 years old, was my position coach in college. So he's been a huge influence on me, and it's just been great to have that kind of experience in your own family to help you out.
Is there one like outstanding truth that he told you that maybe you brushed off before, but now you're seeing it?
Not really. I think he's always, just since I've been young, he's been trying to groom me to be, you know, an NFL quarterback and go through those type of drills that they do in the NFL, go through the type of reads that they're going to go through in the NFL. And, you know, we've been discussing this stuff, you know, since I was in high school. So it's a huge advantage for me, and it was a huge advantage for me going through college to have him around.
Any tips about the workout that's coming out right now?
You know, there's not any special tips that, you know, anybody can give. You just got to go out there, be loose, and throw the ball like you've been doing it your whole life. So I think the only tip is not to get up too uptight, not to put too much stock in it. Just go out there and throw the ball.
What,
Brian,
Yeah, but it's still throwing the ball, throwing routes. Obviously, it's, you know, different receivers that you haven't been practicing with, but you got to adjust. If you're a good player and you can make those throws, and you just got to adjust those receivers.
What role did Coach Petrino, Bob Petrino, play in your development?
Coach Petrino played a huge part in my development. You know, he's a tremendous X's and O's coach. He's a hard-nosed, tough coach. We ran NFL-style offense. He geared things for the quarterback to be successful, and he did a large part of coaching the quarterback. So he really helped me out a lot to become a better player and to take my game to the next level.
What was your reaction when he went to Atlanta last year?
When he went to Atlanta?
When he went through.
You know, it was obviously a difficult situation for him. You know, maybe his style of coaching isn't necessarily a perfect fit for the NFL and more of a better fit for college, but he wanted to give that a shot, and you could tell that he really did want to give it a shot and go to the NFL and see what he could do. But I guess obviously after, you know, the first 13 games, he had a change of heart and felt like he was better suited in college level.
What's it like? So Brian, how do you feel about your receivers you have here?
They were pretty good. A number 85 guy. I'm not so sure about him. No, you know, Harry's my go-to guy. Fast receiver, got great speed, great hands. Always know where he's going to be. Dependable receiver. Did a great job for us. And I also have Mario Uriti here, who's 6'6", tall, athletic receiver who has a world of potential.
Brian, a lot of you, great guy right there. talking to a couple of your teammates, they said that you lead more by example than you do with words. Can you talk about your leadership?
Yeah, I would say I'm more of a lead by example type guy. I'm a guy who likes to grind, who likes to get in the weight room, who likes to get on the field and just work hard. And I think it wears off on the other guys. If they see the quarterback working harder than anybody else, they're going to go out there and work hard as well. There's no, you know, you don't want to be seen getting special treatment, taking it easy when you're the quarterback. And, you know, I just go out there and work hard, put it all on the line, and hopefully the guys around me will follow.
You probably like them, might have to be more vocal as the next one, because the quarterback is so much.
Yeah, I think if some, you know, as the quarterback, you do have to be vocal. You're expected to be the leader. No matter if that's, you know, the situation, if you're a young guy or not, you're expected to kind of be the leader. You're the quarterback, and that's the role of the position. So you definitely have to speak up and say things when they need to be said.
Brian, the last couple of years, we've seen some quarterbacks pretty highly thought of, like Brady Quinn, Rodgers, kind of drop them. Does that worry you at all, or is it not?
You know, there's nothing really to be worried about. I think I'm just going to go out there and perform. And wherever that puts me in the draft, that puts me. So I'm not going to worry about it, not going to get stressed out about it. I'm just going to go out there and show what I got. And if teams like it, they're going to pick me high. If they're not so sure, I'm going to go a little lower.
Did you start going baseball after the Rockies draft?
No, it wasn't really a strong consideration. It was a 49th round draft pick. I do love the game of baseball. I love playing baseball. But even they kind of knew that, you know, he's probably going to play football. So. Yeah, you know, I really didn't consider it very strongly. Maybe kind of thought about maybe trying to play both, but I figured might as well play football and just put all my efforts into that.
Did you pitch or baseball?
I played outfield and was a pretty good hitter.
Did you miss basketball?
Did I miss basketball? Yeah, I love playing basketball. Unfortunately, I was a forward on the high school basketball team, so that doesn't translate as well when you're 6'2 and 7'8 to the college level.
What's it like having a big brother as a coach, and what was your relationship growing up? I mean, a lot of times big brothers are pound on little brother.
Yeah, you know, he's so much older than me. He's 15 years older than me, that it's always been that kind of situation where he's been coaching me up. He's been coaching me through grade school, been kind of giving me techniques, tips. So he's always kind of had that mentor role. He's not the type of brother that you're, you know, rolling around with fighting. He's kind of more of a mentor guy I looked up to, a guy that, you know, I wanted to be when I was growing up. So it was great to have him around and to learn from him.
What are your impressions of Matt?
You know, I've never seen probably a full game of Matt Ryan, but from what I've seen, I think he's a great quarterback. It looks like he has a lot of poise, a lot of skill, and it looks like he has good leadership qualities, and his team follows him. So, you know, he seems like a great quarterback, and just talked to him briefly, seems like a great guy.
Do you find yourself gauging yourself against him at all just because you are considered two top guys here?
Well, it's hard for me to gauge him because I really haven't watched any film of him. I haven't really studied him that much, so it's kind of hard to put it in perspective to see, you know, to gauge it if I was going to be a scout to even gauge it because I really haven't done that.
Last question, guys.
You had Johnny Bengal rushing you off to that West Virginia.
You know, from what I remember, just you know, the West Virginia defense was a very good pressure defense, and I don't really remember specifics about Pacific players as much as maybe some other guys do, but I do know that they were getting some pressure on us early on in the game, and I'm sure he was a big part of that.
Who's your agent?
Athletes First.
Thanks, Brian.